Right now, we're pleased to be joined by Joe Zeidlow from the American Red Cross. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And so you're going to tell us a little bit about today about the challenge on 74. So how does this blood donation process work?
Well, basically, we appreciate you guys taking the time to have me on. It's always good to come back to my roots of Illinois State. And, yeah, basically, the way it works is we have the, you go in, you make an appointment for the blood drive. And again, we encourage everybody, all the students, to make an appointment. That'll make the process go a lot faster. And you can also do what we call rapid pass, which is your health history screening. You can do that in advance. So encourage anybody that is going to come to download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. And that'll take about a minute to, once you have it downloaded, a minute to sort of set up a profile if you haven't donated with the Red Cross. By doing that and making the appointment, that'll probably save you about 20 minutes in the whole process. And the whole process takes about an hour total. But again, if you're going to walk in, the appointments are going to take precedent. So could be a little bit of a longer wait, but we want to make sure that, we get people through as quickly as we can and get through the process as quick as we can. And so once you do that, make your appointment, you can do your health history screening, you'll go into the booth, and they'll give you a little barcode when you do this on your phone, the rapid pass. They can zap it, test your iron and iron count, make sure that that's good. And if that's good, you'll go on the bed and do the blood donation process, then go in the canteen, get some good salt and sugary snacks and stuff and juice and water to sort of refuel your body. It's real important to do that after you donate blood. And then you're on your way. And if you are part of Greek Life on campus, a fraternity or sorority organization, you'll earn some service hours for that too. So it's a great thing. It's a great way to, I think, for people not only to benefit if you're in the Greek system, you're in one of the organizations, and you want to get some service hours. And more importantly, it's a way to help save lives, because each blood donation that you make could potentially save up to three lives, because that donation is split three ways into red cells, plasma, and platelets, and that can go to various hospital patients, within the region and within Heart of America region. Could go to help anybody. Platelets are important for people that are cancer patients, trauma victims, anybody that's been in a car accident, and those are the ones that those are really the two groups that are going to benefit most from having platelets. Red cells and plasma, or just a whole blood donation, could help anybody. You just never know. There's blood diseases, there's different things that that we have, those donations serve a purpose. So it's really, really great. We have an emergency need for all blood types, so everybody is welcome, and we hope we have a great turnout next Tuesday through Thursday, at the various locations on campus.
So since it is a tight competition between both ISU and Bradley, and you are a former ISU alum, what is something that you could say to current students to get them to come out and donate and beat Bradley? And is there a target amount that the blood drive has this year?
Yeah, it's a great, great question. It's a win-win for both schools, but obviously being an alum, we've got to stop the Bradley streak. They've won two straight in this whole competition, so I'm hoping we can break that. I don't want to see a three-peat out of Bradley. I'd love to see us, make our goal or then some, and maybe beat them by one unit or something, or beat them by a half a percentage point. But our goal at ISU is 170 units. That's what we're trying to collect over the course of the 3 days. So you're looking at, just under 60 a day, about 56 or so, if I'm doing the math right, or 55 a day, 57, whatever it is. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. But that's what we're trying to do at each of the, each day. I think, the locations are a little bit bigger. I think we're going to have, we'll be in the Shawnee Room at Tri-Towers on Tuesday, their first day, in the 29th. We'll be at the Escalante Room in Bruman Center on the 30th, and then we'll be over at Student Center at Bone in the Circus Room on Thursday the 31st. So those rooms, the dimensions are a little bit different in each one. Some will be a little bit bigger than others. So obviously we might expect to have a few more students Thursday, say, versus Tuesday. But again, we certainly want a great turnout, and we hope that people will come. And as I said, Bradley's won this challenge the last 2 years. They finished at just under 104% total, but they have a smaller goal. They're a smaller school. So their goal is 150. Ours is 170 because we have a much larger campus. So I think that's certainly doable. But I do want to tell the students, make sure you're healthy. That's first and foremost. If you feel like you have a cough or a nagging cold or something, it's not a good idea to donate. It isn't. As much as we need it, as much as I'd love to see you do it, I want to make sure that you feel good, you feel healthy. And if you do come for a donation, again, it's 11 to 4. If you're going to come around lunchtime, make sure you have something to eat and you have a lot of water. You know, you've drank at least maybe a bottle or two of water before you get to that donation. Don't be afraid to ask somebody. If you haven't had a lot of water that day or you don't have a water bottle with you, don't be afraid to go to the canteen area before the donation and say, hey, you know what? I really haven't had a lot of water today. Can I grab a bottle of water while I'm waiting? There's nothing wrong with doing that. We want to make sure that people have a good experience. Students, faculty, you know, anybody that comes next week, we want it to be a good experience. And obviously, you know, again, I'm partial. I'd love to see. I want to see ISU win, and it's fitting to talking about this on the eve of, you know, the first I-74 men's basketball battle in Peoria tonight. So
should be a great game for sure. And can we get those dates just one more time?
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday, January 29th, next Tuesday, January 29th, through next Thursday, January 31st. And the daily times each day are 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Tuesday the 29th, we'll be over at Tri-Towers in the Shawnee Room in the basement. Wednesday, we'll be over at the Vrooman Center, Escalante Room. And then on Thursday, and this is different. Typically, we've been over at Watterson on Thursday, the last day. But this year, we'll be over at the Student Center in the Circus Room. Again, 11 to 4, and again, Student Center Circus Room will be Thursday the 31st. So, again, Tuesday through Thursday, you know, students are listening. They want to, you know, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or they can go to redcrossblood.org, and they can, you know, find the information about it and stuff. And obviously, you can, again, fraternity and sorority members who donate blood during the three-day challenge, they will receive 7 service hours. So I want to make that clear as well. And I want to thank, you know, Red Cross, the Redbird Red Cross Club, ISU ROTC, and ISU fraternities and sororities for participating and being very generous to encourage students to donate.
All right. Well, definitely a great cause for sure. And I want to thank you so much, Joe, for coming on today and telling us a little bit about that. And of course, always great to hear you back on air, because I know you're a former ZND alum.
Yeah, it's great, and I wish you both the best and everybody there. I mean, you have a great situation. It was a long time ago when I was there, and I was there from 1989 to 93, so that'll tell you how much I date. We were cable radio at the time, so we didn't even have the frequency on the air, so it is so great to, when I come from St. Louis, this is where I'm based now, when I come onto campus, and I'll be back in a few weeks for the Bradley ISU rematch on campus on February 16th with my family. But it's great to come back, and I always tune in when I get closer into the Bloomington Normal area to hear the station. So I wish you both the best, and just keep up the great work. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you very much, and again, thank you for coming on, and definitely everyone be sure to donate.